Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County, and we would like to see your responses. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your help. First of all, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right direction or are things on the wrong direction in general?
Wrong direction.
Wrong direction. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County? In your own
immigration.
Work? Immigration, okay. Immigration, just let me record that. And how would you rate economic condition in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are very concerned, somewhat not too concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. And please just tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay. The first one is public transportation. How would you rate public transportation? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Quality of the public schools in Hector County?
Poor.
Availability of quality healthcare?
Fair.
Fair. Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Poor.
The next one, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair,
excellent,
I guess.
Good, fair, or poor, okay? And the last four.
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Poor.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Poor.
And the last two, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museum, and music.
I would say poor on that one, too.
Okay. And the last one, offering job opportunities in your field.
Poor.
Okay. And now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first one, retirees. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I would say fair on that one.
Okay. Young and single people.
Poor.
Recent college graduate looking to enter the job market.
Poor.
Immigrants from other countries.
Fair.
People living below the poverty line.
Poor.
People like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Families with children?
Poor.
And racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you for your kindness to help us. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
And what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of job opportunities, poor general economic condition in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Illegal immigration.
Okay. economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all.
And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And the last two questions, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat, not very likely, or not at all?
Very likely.
And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Illegal immigration again.
And finally, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
60.
Thank you. And do you have a school age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other race, not least here?
White.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
And can you please tell us your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right category. It is below $25,000, between $25,000 to $39,000, between $40,000 to $74,000 or $75,000?
Yes.
$40,000 to $74,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And do you live within the city limit of Odessa? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.